Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Salma Ibrahim. In today's episode of the podcast, we are looking into an issue affecting many Nigerians: fuel scarcity. As queues at petrol stations grow longer and frustrations mount, a lot of residents of the Federal Capital Territory are left stranded and unable to embark on their normal daily routine. We hit the streets of Abuja to hear from a few Nigerians to get their opinions on the fuel scarcity and how it's affecting them.
Hey guy, forget to this question where they ask me so bad. If no be say you just be koshania, I for don't put on for your body to. How this fuel they take affect me? Ha, it affect me in many places too. In my working place, in my home, in my see even my area. Say even the way I track like this, the fuel they affect me because anything I want buy now, they tell me say fuel matter. You know no say fuel cause. You know say bread why they buy 15 naira don't turn to 150. I beg, I don't know what thing I feel do. And the second question where they talk say me Mr. President or something like that. I don't know who go ask and say me you go talk say fuel subsidy don't remove. I know and since when the doctor say they remove fuel subsidy, and this thing wahala just starts with the answer. But we just they pray to God to say okay, as far as it don't be like this, we don't get anything to do that. Don't pray. Say you matter how you be, may God just give us the bar mode you use the buy. Now waiting be our own issue be that.
Good afternoon. My name is Brian Abubakar. The fuel issue or the fuel scarcity is affecting me, it's affecting everybody because it inhibits your movement. It is not palatable when you go and you queue up for several hours to get fuel. And sometimes, even after queuing up for a very long time, you end up being told that the fuel has been sold out. So you waste man hour, you waste your energy, and after working so much for your money, then you have to suffer so much to spend your money. It is not a good thing at all. So it is inhibiting movement. For those who even have cars. For those who don't have cars, who are at the wait for commercial vehicle. So it is the commercial vehicle that will come. They have to wait for as long as it takes to get a vehicle, and when they get the vehicle, eventually they are the mercy. Yes, that is the right word. And they are the mercy of the commercial drivers. So whatever the commercial drivers say is what they have to pay. So they don't have a choice, and they don't have where to run to. And people have to get to their places of business, whether work or trade. So it is a very, very difficult time for some people, for all of us. The more difficult for some people who are not even mobile. So, and to the government, I think it is just to appeal to the government to do what is right to make this thing available. We know the government is making efforts trying to put the refineries in place, but if all of the efforts that has been put now have been put before, I'm sure things will have been better.
Good afternoon. My name is Abdulhamid Ibrahim. So, with regards to how the fuel scarcity affects me, I would say mainly transportation to go to school. Because as a student, to go to school is now more expensive because of the transportation. Both with bike men, or you want to use the public transport or even Uber. You know, the prices have gone up a lot because of the fuel scarcity, which is leading to more expenses. And that's not something that is that anyone would look forward to. And if I was given a chance to speak to the government, I would say, you know, they have been in power for a while now, and fuel scarcity was part of, you know, what the president discussed that he will take care of, and we haven't seen any changes since he got into power. So I would say he should act on his promise and provide a suitable solution for this problem, because it's affecting we the citizens a lot and it's making us spend a lot of money. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Aje Abubakar Silifat. The issue of fuel scarcity at this moment is not funny at all, considering the economic situation at hand. It has really restricted my movement as an individual and business person. and even the sales has also dropped. I'm appealing to the government to please hasten up whatever plan they are putting in place to ease the stress people are going through to get fuel in the filling station. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Ezekiel Yusuf. So far so good. It's really affecting, I must say, everybody right now, because if the fuel is expensive, the transportation will be high. Like, for example, where I come from, I spent 600 then, but right now I'm spending like 1200 just to come for my business. So they really need to decrease the price of the fuel so we can be able to have access to transportation, and it will be very easier, because right now the cars are not even much on the road and the fuel is still high. So please, I won't tell the government that they should please have a solution to this.
Good afternoon, my name is Rama Muhammad. This issue of fuel scarcity is really affecting our day-to-day activity. Like, imagine queuing for fuel for like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, and then they expect you to go to the office and be productive. You'll definitely be tired and worn out. Like, you won't even be interested in doing the work anymore. So the fuel scarcity is affecting our day-to-day activity. You're already tired from queuing. You don't even have the energy to do any other thing. I'm just going to plead with the government to try as much as possible to make things easy for us, because the more there is fuel scarcity, the more things are expensive, because you have to transport things from point one to point two, from point A to point B, and it will cost a lot, and by extension, increasing the price of things. So we'll just plead with the government to look into our situation and just make life easy for us. At least we deserve that. Thank you.
There have been speculations that the fuel scarcity is only affecting the Federal Capital Territory and the northern part of the country. How true is this? We speak with our colleague in Lagos, Abbas Ibrahim Dalibi.
My name is Abbas Ibrahim Dalibi, a Daily Trust reporter. So I cover Lagos and Ogun State. This allegation is not right at all. The people in the southwest, let's say, I live in Ogun State and I visit Lagos almost on a daily basis. And I mostly travel with my car, so I do buy fuel most of the time on a daily basis. Anyone that say that there is no fuel scarcity in Lagos or in some southern states, talking just mere, it's not true. The fuel scarcity has also hit Lagos and Ogun State. And this issue has been on ground for almost 10 to 2 weeks from now. Anyone that used to buy fuel in Lagos or in Ogun State will notice this fuel scarcity for over a week, for over 2 weeks or 10 days. As I'm talking to you right now, like, we can say 90% of filling stations are not selling fuel. And the few that are selling, you'll find a lot of queues. One may even spend 3 to 4 hours to buy fuel. And the price of fuel is ranging from different filling stations. Some filling stations are selling even up to 700, 800. In some places in Abeokuta, there are some filling stations that are selling 800, 700 naira to 800 naira. And to even get the fuel, that is the issue. Because of the queue, you have to spend time. So, you know, here in Abeokuta, there are no much black market centers. But in Lagos, I observe some places where some black marketers are even selling fuel. But in Abeokuta here, you have to join the queue. You have to be patient enough to even get the fuel. So anyone that say that there is no fuel scarcity in the south, maybe it may be somehow, maybe the degree may be much in the north, but even in the south here, there is fuel scarcity.
How will you describe the situation of the environment in terms of normal day-to-day activity? Are there still activities as it used to be before the fuel scarcity?
There is no activities. If you go out, you just feel like we are in weekend. You know, today is Monday. Students are supposed to be going to school. Most of the school resumed today, but a lot of children are at home due to the issue connected to fuel scarcity. If you go out with your vehicle, if you don't have fuel, to get the fuel to fill your vehicle is an issue. And if you want to use the commercial vehicle to even get the commercial vehicle is also an issue. So you'll be seeing people, you know, trekking, going to market, trekking, going to their place of work, because one may even spend 2 to 3 hours waiting for a commercial vehicle. Even the Okadas, as soon as you bring your car out, you want to move out, you see people begging you to give them lift, which is not used to be before.
You're listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. On today's episode, we are looking into the fuel scarcity that is gripping Nigeria and its ramifications. Despite the fact that the NNPC stated last week that all factors responsible for the fuel scarcity had been resolved and that there is an excess supply of petrol in the country, Nigerians are still witnessing its effects. Why is this so?
My name is Adamu Ahmed, Chairman, Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of MINA. Depot. Right, there is nothing lingering there. Just face NNPC. They are the cause of this problem. All.
You said
there is no case of lingering there. They are aware of what is happening. They are the one distributing this product. So if they are the one distributing this product and they are giving it out to private depot without giving it to direct buyers, that is to say independent petroleum marketers, what do you assume or what do you expect?
You said, but the NNPC still said that they have already solved the issue of this fuel scarcity and there is excess.
The fuel, it is them that have the authority to import up to tomorrow. And when they import, they give it to their NNPC subsidy, subsidiary, which is retail. If you go to retail now, they are buying from NNPC at 500 and something naira. They are selling at 670. But they are not giving independent petroleum marketer one slot or one liter. So where do we go to buy? They will give private depots. And we go to buy from private depots. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I sent to Lagos to buy product. I bought product at the rate of 865 naira per liter. So look at the difference between NNPC retail and independent petroleum marketer.
So
how much do you expect me to put my truck from Lagos to Kano? How much will I pay? I will pay almost 2 million naira in every truck I lift. So what will be my own gain? I must sell it at the rate of 2 million naira if I want to have peace or if I must get.
Don't you think that it will be better that the IFMAN sits down with the NNPC to discuss?
How many times have we gone to sit with them? Several times we've gone to sit with them. They are not even ready to listen to anybody. They are the Alpha and Omega.
How long are you thinking that this issue will continue to persist?
It will persist as long as they don't address the issue. Let them give independent petroleum marketers their fuel independently. Let them take it to any of these depots and say, okay, independent petroleum marketers, we've supplied you 10 metric tons of PMS petroleum to so-so-so depot. Go and check at so-so-so rate. Let them air it out. That will end the matter. That is how it is done. Yeah? That is how it is done, and that is what will clear the whole issue. But you are giving a retail product. Then you are now coming to ask independent petroleum marketers that they are doing holding product. How?
That's all we can take in for today. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. Remember, you can listen or download these and other episodes of the podcast on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also tune in on a number of FM stations near you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Salma Ibrahim. Bye for now.